We start here this morning. As the holiday season approaches and Black Friday currently in full swing, employees are eagerly anticipating that year-end bonus or the 13th check. Now, to further contribute to the upcoming holiday month and holiday expenditure, while these additional financial rewards can be a powerful tool for reminding staff that they worked hard this year, that their commitment is in fact valued, the question remains, are they an obligatory part of compensation, or merely a generous perk at the discretion of the employer? Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer spokesperson Nadeem Mohammed joins me now on the line. Nadeem, thank you very much for your time. It's that time of the year, isn't it? You want to make sure that you've worked hard enough, and of course are hoping that your employer may come through for you and give you that extra bit to spend and have a good time, just over a two-week period, that is, in December into January with your family. But is it obligatory here? Some, of course, may have that expectation, but the employer may, in fact, say, actually, I don't need to give you that bonus.
Hi, Sibenzile. Thanks for having me. A bonus is always a good thing, I guess, to have, especially when it comes at the end of the year. But the short answer to the question is that a bonus is only payable if there is a guaranteed right, either in terms of an employee's contract of employment or an employer's remuneration or bonus policy, or perhaps some sort of bargaining council main agreement. And if a bonus is guaranteed in that way, or is regulated in those documents, and such a bonus would ordinarily be payable. But outside of that, there is no legislation within the South African context which obliges employers to pay bonuses to its employees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We tend to use the terms interchangeably, the 13th check and the bonus as well. Perhaps if you could explain the difference, Nadeem, because one would have the understanding that whether or not you're getting a 13th check is something you should be aware of, built into your contractual agreement. Then the bonus, dependent on how well the organization performs.
Yeah, so there's two ways in which bonuses can be regulated. The one is where it's a contractual right or it's an entitlement in your contract of employment. So it's a condition of employment. And a 13th check is usually an example of this, where a person at some time during the year, either at the end of the calendar year or at the end of the financial year or at some other time of the year, is guaranteed what in colloquial language is called a 13th check or some amount payable. That means in those instances, for example, the employer has no discretion. It has been negotiated upfront and it's predetermined exactly what amount is payable. The second way in which a bonus can be regulated is in the way of a benefit. And this is the vast majority of, or at least arguably some most people will say this is the vast majority of instances where a bonus is payable. And this is discretionary, right? It's discretionary in respect of the employer's decision. So what it usually does, it provides the employee with the right to participate in a type of a bonus pool or scheme and the right to earn a share from that bonus pool or scheme. So you have the right to participate in that scheme, but how much you are paid is paid at the discretion of the employer.
Mm.
That said, the employer has to exercise their discretion in good faith and in a reasonable way and in a fair way. But the discretion could be based on, you know, how the business is doing, how well it performed that year. It could be based on performance. It could be based on the employee's deliverables or on the team's deliverables. So those are kind of the factors that would be that an employee would take into account, usually where there is a discretionary aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. The cases, Nadeem, where that discretion can in fact be deemed unfair, particularly in organizations where, you know, it's very difficult to, pull out somebody's contribution to this versus, you know, another member of the team, for example, even if proportionately it needn't be the same. But in cases where you say, no, this team performed better, and so, you know, the employer's discretion is such that they get the bonus and other members of the organization don't, is that unfair?
Well, I mean, in that very specific instance, for example, in instances when an aggrieved employee challenges the exercise of an employer's discretion in relation to the payment or calculation of the bonus. The employer would bear the onus of showing that the employer, in exercising that discretion, acted irrationally, capriciously, grossly unreasonable, or in bad faith. And so in those instances when an employee is found to have exercised its discretion inconsistently, whether it be treating employees differently with no good basis or with a clear intention of favoring or prejudicing one employee over another, then that would probably be a grounds on which an employee would be able to successfully challenge the employer's discretion in that instance. And I think what's important to note is that if they want to challenge the basis on which the employees exercise that discretion, they can challenge it on the basis of an unfair labor practice. And as part of those proceedings, then provide the evidence to demonstrate that the discretion was exercised unfairly and in bad faith.
Does that happen a lot, Nadim, in your experience? It sounds like an extreme avenue to explore for a mere 13 check. Of course, this is significant. People feel they've earned it. They feel they've earned the recognition, and it's unfair if they aren't given that recognition. But to go as far as challenging the employer, are you able to perhaps share examples where this has happened? The employee has been successful, but also are they then able to come back to work, mid-January and still, work in a happy environment?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things. The one is where it's a contractual right, and it's really quite clear what the amount is, and the employee's discretion doesn't really play a part. Those are much more clearer instances to deal with. And when an employer does not pay or remunerate the employee according to that condition or that contractual right, there is no real dispute on what is payable, and then the employee can actually have the matter conciliated and maybe approach the labor court. But where most of the disputes arise is actually where the employer has the discretion to pay a bonus because it's a determination or an assessment then on whether the employer actually exercised that discretion fairly. So, if there is an instance like that, obviously, I mean, the recommended way is for an employee to seek clarification from the employer on what were the reasons that were taken into account in terms of coming to a determination on what bonuses were paid or not paid or how much was paid. An employee could then also lodge a grievance procedure, at the employer to try and resolve the situation. And look, if it does not get resolved expeditiously or in favor of the employee, it could result in the employee not being entirely very happy in the workplace. But there's nothing precluding the employee from coming back to work and carrying on with their work. Obviously, an employer cannot or should not dismiss or discipline an employee on the basis that they're asking these questions regarding a bonus payment or lodging of a grievance in relation to the payment of a bonus.
Of course. We certainly hope there won't be those sort of fights. Thank you very much, Nadim Muhammad, who is a spokesperson at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.
It's time for the most